Hey, Diskers, it's Mr. Bojangles. Trees Bane could not make it today because I think he's snoozy-woozy sleeping right now. I had a very, very short window. I wasn't planning on actually doing any disc golfing today, but I got a little short two-hour window that I can squeeze in a little bit of disc golf before Sweet Lady Jangles has to go to yoga. So I decided to come out to Blue Valley of Kansas. It's not the best course, but it's a fairly close course, and I hadn't done a podcast for this. Trees Bane and I actually did one, I think it was back in May. And it was a lot of fun. So I really encourage you to go back and listen to that podcast, because I think we had some giggles. It's not the best course in the world, but I just hadn't done it. One thing about Blue Valley of Kansas, I believe, and I was trying to think about it on the way here, I think it's the only freaking disc golf course in the city of Overland Park, which is almost unbelievably hard to imagine, because I think Olathe's got, well, at least it had three or four courses, and this is not the best course. So it's kind of a black eye on this fine city of Overland Park, which is a nice city in every other way, but not having a real disc golf course besides this one is just about pathetic. So I look to our city leaders in Overland Park and I say, "Please, sir, may I have another disc golf course?" I'm going to try and think about it as I go through this course today and see if I can figure out what the best place is to have the course. The first thing I was thinking about is maybe there's some room over at Antioch Park, but that might not actually even be in Overland Park either. Now that I think about it, is that Shawnee? I have to think about it a little bit. Anyway, I'm up to hole number one. I might not actually go through all the holes because I'm squeezed for time. All these holes are really short, so there's a lot of opportunities for birdies. Hole number one's 209 feet, so it's time for me just to break out like a mid-range. You could probably even throw a putter here. No big deal. So I'll just kind of keep you up as I think about things and stroll around Blue Valley of Kansas disc golf course. Not that anybody really cares, but I got a par on the hole number one. I just threw hole number two. Hole number two had a very, very muddy tee pad. And yes, I did say muddy, because the fine city of Overland Park does not actually even have a disc golf course with tee pads. Come on! That's bogus. So it's been quite cold, so if I would have played this yesterday, I wouldn't have had to worry about mud, because it was freaking 15 degrees when I woke up yesterday morning. Today it's a little bit more balmy. I think it's around 40-something, so obviously I didn't really want to play in 15-degree weather. It's supposed to snow, I think later today is what Sweet Lady Jangles told me this morning as she was making some pancakes, which is a little bit disappointing since it's only November 11th. By the way, happy Veterans Day to all the veteran listeners out there. But yeah, it's been cold, and so I'm actually surprised that I'm actually out here, because I didn't think that I was going to be brave enough, but I thought, might as well squeeze in a little bit of disc golf. So I'm on hole number two. I have about a 35-yard putt for birdie. I'm not anticipating going in, so I will do the happy dance of Mr. Bojangles if I make this, so wish me luck. Thank you, listeners, for all that well wishes. I hit that putt. That's awesome. Up to hole number three. I'm gonna do a little trot over here and do a little happy dance. Boop, 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 boop. All right, made it up to hole number five. I have still had a bogeyless round, so that's good. Two pars on three and four to go with the birdie on hole number two. And the par on number one. Today's kind of a big day as far as sports go, because the Chiefs are playing, and they've been lights out, dynamite, awesome. But also Sporting Kansas City, the hometown soccer club, football club, if you will. I have a playoff match today against Real Salt Lake. I don't know how you're supposed to pronounce that. Anyway, so wish them the best of luck. But in more localized news, last night, yours truly, Mr. Paul Jangles, while playing 8-ball, pool that is, hit in the 8-ball off the brakes. That's like about the second time I've ever done that. So pretty excited, gotta say. That was over at JJ's Cool Change Trees Bane, if you're listening. And it was fun. I don't think that anybody actually spontaneously broke out in applause. I had to remind the two folks that I was with that I was actually playing, and then I had to dismiss one player and say up next to the other one. So anyway, that's just a little bit of billiards information for you. Up to hole number five. Hole number five is kind of a fun one. It's downhill. I like this hole. I've birdied it before. I've also probably bogeyed it because there's some woods on the left and a little stand of trees on the right, so you kind of got to keep it straight. Again, it follows the tradition of Blue Valley in that I believe it's probably about maybe 215, 220, something like that. Not a very hard hole. So, and this one seems to have a little bit of a drier tee pad. I think they've put some new rocks in. So somebody has been working here. I applaud that. There's still not a concrete tee pad, but anyway. Hole number five, here we go. All right, so I just did a pocket podcast, I guess, for a little while, and so I'm going to save it for now to see if there's anything funny, because on my drive for a hole number, I think it was six? Hole number six, I just about landed on my ass. There was a guy watching me, and I thought, I'll show off a little bit for him and see if I can't put one really close to the pole hole, and I did actually do it, but I almost fell down because it's a little bit slick out here with the mud and whatnot. So I did birdie that one. I birdied hole six and I birdied hole five. They were fairly easy putts, so I didn't get the heart racing. I'm up to hole number seven. Hole number seven is where Treesbane lost the Star Destroyer, so I was gonna pour a little bit out for the old Star Destroyer. I'm going to take a really quick look around and see if I can't find it. I'm sure somebody's picked it up by now. But there's a little less leaves on the trees, and maybe I will see something that we didn't see last time we were out here, which is, I think, May. Take a quick look and see if I can't find it. And if I do, it'll be... Treesbane will probably do a little happy dance. So there you go. I'll let you know how I do coming up. Alas, I did not find the said Star Destroyer, but I did get my third birdie in a row. I gotta say, it's not a very hard course, but I think it's the first time I've ever birdied hole number seven. Hole number seven's a little bit tricky because you naturally want to walk to hole number eight after hole number six, and then when you get done with hole number seven, it just kind of feels weird going back to eight because you see another couple of baskets, I think, whenever you're up in the woods on hole number seven, so it's a little confusing. Once you played it once or twice and can remember, it's not too bad. Move to hole number eight. Hole number eight has a hole that you can't see from the muddy tee pad, but it's usually just right around the corner. So you want to put a little bit of a hyzer for a backhanded thrower, right-handed thrower. I'm not sure what I'm going to play on this one. I've been really having a lot of luck with the old buzz today. So I think I'll just stick with that and then just try to put a little hyzer action on it. So hole number eight. Eight is great. All right, I made it up to hole number 10. For those keeping track at home, I went ahead and parred hole number eight and hole number nine. I had a decent, actually, par save on hole number eight, which is almost as thrilling as getting a birdie. Not quite. Anyway, I'm up to hole number 10, and I found out from Cy, C-Y, I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it, or Kai, Cy, something like that. Ethan Dolan is the hottest man alive, according to the sign on hole number 10. It's got a skull there, too, so I don't know who Cy is. I'm not really quite sure I know who Ethan Dolan is. I don't think People Magazine has recognized that, but he is, in fact, according to the sign on hole number 10, the hottest man alive, so congratulations, Ethan, way to go. Up to hole number 10. Hole number 10 is kind of a squirrely little hole. It's on the side of a hill. It's down by the woods. Very difficult, actually, even though it's only 220 feet, to probably birdie this because you you want to hook it a little bit, but then you don't want to get into the woods. And so I almost always end up too high on the hillside, and then I have to do a downhill shot, which is not my forte. But maybe today's different. You know, I've only played this course probably 4 or 5 times, so we'll see how we do. According to, I think, the UDisc app, I've only played it once where I officially kept score on it, which I love the UDisc app. I know I poo-pooed on it a couple of podcasts, maybe 10 podcasts ago, but I'm really starting to dig it. So it's nice to be able to like kind of look back and see how you're doing relative to how you did last time. So very nice. Very good work, guys. Appreciate it. So this is the first podcast I've done since the national election, really. And I'm quite pleased to say that Kris Kobach lost. That was great because Sweet Lady Jingles was threatening to have us move out of the state of Kansas if Kris Kobach would have won. So thank you, Laura Kelly. I really appreciate not having to move. Sharice Davis also won, so I got a little twofer there. That's great. I'm up to hole number 12. I missed a fairly easy putt on hole number 10, I think it was, but I ended up getting a par. So I'm still bogeyless, so that's good. Hole number 10 has a green pad on it. I think that is from the baseball field. We probably mentioned that in the last time we were out here back in May. I think it's slid down a little bit. Somebody's moved it, I think. There's a little bit of mud on it, but this is as close to an actual tee pad as we get. Some green AstroTurf that's stolen from the baseball field. So, anyway, whatever. Yeah, hole number, I guess we're at, what am I at, 12? It is a wooded, you're throwing from the prairie into the woods. Pretty short shot. It says 184, so you just got to have some decent placement and you should get a birdie. It depends on if you hit those woods or not. So you just kind of got to thread the needle really easily or quickly. And then there you go. So maybe I should throw my putter instead of the buzz. I'll let you know how I do. All right, so I'm just got done with hole number 13. I parred number 12 and number 13, so still bogeyless. I had an okay look, I guess, at birdie on hole number 12. But yeah, so anyway, it's hedge apple season, if you are familiar with hedge apples. They're not red, they're green. There are a tremendous amount of them on the course. And so they don't really provide much of an obstacle since they're lying on the ground, but they do add a little bit of color, so that's nice. Hole number 14 is a wooded shot. You have a very narrow window. Last hole, I went ahead and used the TL3 since it was a longer hole. It was like 279 with woods on my right, so I tried a little Anheuser action, left myself short. So the rule of the day is I should probably just stick with the buzz because the buzz has been tuned up today for me. Yeah, anyway, hole number 14, here we go. Lots and lots of hedge apples. Hey, I got a birdie on hole number 14. I had a brief moment where I thought, oh my God, I could get an ace. I didn't, but I did get a birdie, so that was cool. One thing I want to bitch about is that the one thing about not having tee pads that I don't like is you really have no idea where you're actually supposed to be throwing from. They got a sign, but the sign's like kind of off to the left or off to the right, and I don't know if you're supposed to actually be playing behind it. Based on the mud and tracks and stuff like that, nobody really does that. But you can't tell where you're supposed to end. Right now I'm looking at hole number 15, and there's mud for at least, I don't know, 45 feet. And obviously you don't have very many tee pads that are that long. So should you go to the edge of the mud? Should you go from the back? Should you just use a regular thing? I'm just a stickler, I'll tell you, for making sure that I'm playing by the rules. That's my thing. So at any rate, it's very, very nice day. I think it's about probably 45 degrees now. There's still a little bit of snow from the snow on, I think it was Friday. But that's starting to melt. And hopefully it won't snow too much tonight. So here we go, hole number 15. Okay, one thing I was thinking about as I was walking up to the 16th hole, by the way, 15, number 15 I birdied, so don't worry about me. One thing I was thinking about as I was walking up to the tee pad for the lack of tee pad on number 16 is I'm not actually quite sure if the city of Ovum Park actually manages this or if it's like Blue Valley School District. I don't know if I'm on city property or school district property. Something tells me that I'm actually on school district property, and so this is probably just managed by the Blue Valley School District, which means Ovum Park doesn't have a freaking disc golf course at all. I mean, this is obviously in Ovum Park, but this is almost more Stillwell or something like that. So come on, Ovum Park, step up your game. You're the freaking biggest suburb of Kansas City, and you don't have a disc golf course? For shame, for shame. Show a little pride. All right, hole number 16. Here I go. This one's over a little bit of a mound. It looks like it was some sort of levee. I feel like I should be queuing some sort of Led Zeppelin right now. I don't know what the levee's for, though. There's obviously no water there. Maybe they were planning on having some sort of water feature at some point, and they just ran out of money. Or maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. Anyway, hole number 16, here we go. All right, so I just got done with hole number 17. I birdied it. It's the first time I ever birdied hole number 17. Hole number 17 is kind of a weird hole because it actually probably looks longer than it really is. But that's just so because you're so used to all these other shorter holes. I think it says, the sign says like 252 or something along those lines. So I was tempted to just go ahead and throw the buzz, but I went ahead and broke out the TL3, thinking, you know, just get a little bit more length. Was fortunate enough to get it very close to the basket and then made my putt. There's only been like one putt. I think it was hole number 10 maybe that I missed, and I was kind of pissed off about that. So anyway, I'm up to hole number 18. There's some other discers on the course, so a threesome, and they look like they're enjoying themselves. One guy looks like one of my old professors from KU. It'd be kind of funny if it was. So hole number 18 plays behind a pine tree of some kind. Let's see what the sign says. I got to walk through the mud here just a little bit. It says it is 230. So I think I'm going to go ahead and play the buzz. And so far I've been bogeyless. So hopefully I can continue that with this one and get out of here on a bogey-free day. That would be really nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's been a while. Okay, so here we go. Hole number 18. Well, son of a gun, that was fun. Got a birdie on hole number 18. I actually thought that I kind of missed through my drive because I wanted it to be on the left-hand side of the pine tree. Instead, I was going straight at it. Slipped a little bit on my throw, but it fought through the branches and ended up having a, I don't know, 16-foot, 15-foot, something like that, putt for birdie, and I made it. So, pretty stoked about that. Blue Valley of Kansas is a feel-good course. If you're feeling down about your game, go give it a try. Didn't have a single bogey, so I was excited about that. It was a very calm day. There wasn't really anybody else on the disc golf course. There was a slight breeze as I got up to hole number 16, I think it was, and there was a chance that if I would have gone for the birdie, I could have ended up getting a bogey because it was a downhill shot. Went ahead and played it safe. You can call me a wuss if you want, but I went ahead and just took the par. That was the mature thing to do. Let's see. I've got some Chiefs action to watch here at noon. I've got some Sporting KC stuff to do. And then the band I'm playing in, we're getting together at like 5 o'clock to rock out in my friend's basement. That's right. Cool guy rocking out in a basement. I'm in my 40s. Sorry. Anyway, that's all I've got for now. I think that you might actually hear interspersed some background music. Finally figured out how to put that onto the podcast. I'm trying out a variety of different background musics. I've been doing this for almost, 8 months, 9 months, and I finally figured out how to add the background music to the podcast. So, it's kind of interesting. I have an iPhone, and TreeSpan's got a, it's like Galaxy or some sort of Samsung thing. And the app is kind of different. So, mine breaks it up into separate like chapters and chunks, and his, you can basically hit pause. Maybe, just maybe, I'll figure out exactly how to do it his way, but my suspicion is that the apps are just a little bit different. So, at any rate, hey, it's November. Keep banging those chains, guys. There is no season on disc golf. It goes, just keeps going. It never stops. I was kind of thinking that I actually get out of here, and it'd be cold, and I'd kind of start acclimating myself to cold disc weather, but it was actually quite nice out. Very sunny. So, very sunny, warm enough just to have a sweatshirt and jacket. So that was nice. So anyway, keep banging those chains. Hit subscribe. I'll talk to you later. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am out.
Oh, thank you.